And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our Ace Hardware series. Our very special guest today is Annie Stomm of Annie's Ace Hardware in the Washington, D.C. area. Welcome, Annie.
Well, Rick, I really appreciate you inviting us, and we're happy to talk to you.
Annie, let's get started with a little bio on you, and how did you get started in the Ace Hardware business?
Well, about 6 or 7 years ago, I bought a house that needed remodeling right down to the studs. And I used to, and I still do, a lot of home repair. I had to make numerous trips to the big box store, and it was hard. It impeded my project, and it took a long time. And I thought, darn, if only we had a local hardware store. And it dawned on me that there were lots of other people moving into the neighborhood as well, and that, darn, we needed a hardware store. So I started exploring around. At the time, I worked for the federal government, but I retired about 5 years ago and started in earnest about 4 years ago with opening our store in Petworth.
So it grew out of fulfilling needs with a convenience factor to serve others.
Well, you know, Rick, living in a city it's interesting because something that's 3 miles away, given the traffic, is really, that's a good 20 minute to a half hour journey, depending on traffic. So you really do need to have neighborhood stores in different communities around the city.
Well, in the case of Petworth, we heard that you were a part of the rebirth of the town. Tell us about that.
Well, as I mentioned, I was watching all kinds of new people move into the neighborhood, and we feel like having a hardware store demonstrates some permanence and really is a critical part, because what you want in small neighborhoods are to have everything you need without having to go out in your car. So restaurants and bars are really nice, but it's also wonderful to have a hardware store, a dry cleaner, a bookstore, and things of that nature, a grocery store. And that's what starts to create that sense of community, because everybody's staying in town. I feel like since we opened, we have watched the block that we're on the other side of Georgia, just explode with new business and new entrepreneurs. There's a couple clothing stores, there's a bookstore, there's some restaurants, and it's really great to watch it happen and to be a part of it.
Well, that's why we love your story so much. You helped start a renaissance in Petworth. And to that end, Annie, we've done this ACE series with so many owners, and we have found out consistently that ACE Hardwares are the epicenter for communities. What are some of the surprises that you've encountered as being the hub of the town?
Well, I think it would be a little self-serving to call myself an epicenter, but I think we are an important hub in the community. We really agree that ACE plays a central role in neighborhoods. So even though we are in this big Washington, D.C., I had always envisioned that the store that we would have would be sort of a general store atmosphere and really a place where neighbors, their kids, their pets, and dogs could catch up with one another, and where we could be recognized resources in the community. And this has really, really played out for us, Rick. We've become so embedded in the community. We do store tours for the local elementary school. I send my staff up to the school to be judges for the spelling bee and do the read aloud programs. We send staff on Habitat Build. We host the Girl Scouts selling cookies, unfortunately, because I eat them all. And we have a bike clinic every Saturday. And it's really a fun atmosphere at the store. And we joke all the time because we all live in the neighborhood. And it's really funny because when we go grocery shopping or out for dinner, we're always running into our customers. And it's fun.
Yeah, it's like it used to be back in the 50s and 60s, where you had a true neighborhood of – supportive neighbors that were all united. And, you know, on that note, we've read about your bike house. What a great concept. Tell us about that project.
Well, this has been really a fun project. When I was first putting together the idea for a hardware store, I was using the local coffee house as my office. And I heard this group talking to the owner of the coffee house who was saying, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to host you in the patio area anymore because we've gotten bigger and, you know, I'm going to need that space. And I, of course, butted into the conversation, as I am likely to do. And I said, well, you know, we're going to have a hardware store around the corner. We have a loading dock. We're not going to use that on Saturdays. So if that would work out for you, let's do this thing. And they said, well, okay. And we got together and worked out the parameters of that. And so every Saturday from 12 to 3, the Bike House offers a free bicycle clinic where they teach people how to repair and maintain their bicycles. They also helped us put together about 8 feet of bicycle parts within the store. So we don't have anything fancy, but we have inner tubes and brake pads and cable and things like that. And people come Saturday from 12 to 3. They use the tools of the bike house, and it creates a great atmosphere out front. And the diversity out there would just, I mean, mm-hmm. You couldn't put together a better picture. We have a couple volunteers who are with the Mormon Mission, and so they're out there with their white shirts and their ties, and we have several Muslims in the community, and we have older African Americans and young kids, and it's just, it's a great, great program that we run. It really creates a lot of good energy, and that's what I was talking about on the Saturdays and weekends. It happens during the week too, but the weekends are really, I don't want to say it's like a festival, but there's always really good energy popping out front, whether we're having the kitten adoptions or the Girl Scouts are there along with the bike house people, or we have a lemonade stand and this, that, and the other. So we do, it's really, really a great place and to be on the weekends, and it's about a half a block from the farmer's market, so we get a lot of foot traffic, and that's great.
That's a great observation for prospective business owners to take, this broader view. I swear, every ACE owner that we've talked to has this higher purpose to deliver happiness, and with that comes a wonderful business.
Well, I'm not sure if I would go so far as to say that we deliver happiness, but I do think that we do try to help them solve their problems and maintain their households. Although I guess you could say that we deliver happiness when they adopt a kitten from our kitten adoption, or when we deliver their new Weber grill onto their patio. Then they're pretty darn happy.
Well, you got it. Hey, in past shows, we've talked about collaborative intelligence. That's where helpful folks at ACE solve problems. Give us an example of Annie's ACE where a problem was solved through collaboration.
Well, it happens every day for us, Rick. We have a saying up on our bulletin board, no one is wise enough by themselves. And I think if we look at that in ACE parlance, it goes something like, it takes two to say no. And what that means is we can sometimes have two or three people working on somebody's, sometimes it's an art project, sometimes it's how to cope with an old house. I mean, it just happens all the time. And one of the things we joke about is that we're almost always playing charades at the store. And because people come in and they'll say, well, you know, I have this thing and it looks like this, and they're doing all kinds of hand gestures. And we've gotten so good at recognizing that. And we'll be like, oh, okay, that's back here in electrical. Let's take a look at that. So we actually, at one of our holiday parties, we actually played the game of charades, which a lot of the younger kids had never played before. And it was great. We were all very good about it. And I mean, some of the things that we do are kind of, they're mundane to us, but they're important. I'll read you a little quote from one of our customers. I came here after a lousy experience at an Advanced Auto Parts and had a great experience thanks to an employee named Estevan. I'm completely illiterate in all things hardware and needed some sort of tool to unscrew my old license plate and attach a new one. Estevan went above and beyond by not only helping me find the right tool, but then he installed my new place for me. He's the best. Well, we do that kind of stuff all the time. This is putting a license plate on your car. This isn't really rocket science. But people love that kind of stuff, and my guys and gals like to provide that kind of service.
Yeah, we would call that enlightened hospitality, almost the golden rule where you treat people like you want to be treated. That sure brings customers back, doesn't it?
It does, and we call that awesome customer service, and we really work hard with people. But what I tell others when they ask about this, it's sort of this great feedback loop, if you will, because our customers are so grateful that we're in the store, that we're in the neighborhood. They're grateful that they don't have to go to a big box and deal with unhelpful employees and traffic and things like that. That they they're so appreciative that we help them that they kind of gush about how happy they are and how much they love the employees, and they pull me aside all the time and say, such and such helped me with this, and it's great. And what I think that does is it spurs our employees on to be even more helpful because they get to know the customers, they know their names, they see them on a regular basis, and as I mentioned before, we run into them in the neighborhood, and that kind of loop is really good.
Well, absolutely. Annie, tell our listeners where they can find out more information on your hardware store.
Well, first of all, Rick, I wanted to let you know that we're opening our second store next week, next Tuesday. And it is in the Brookland neighborhood, which is very similar to the Petworth neighborhood in that it is in the midst of a resurgence. And so that will be open on November 10th. And you can find out all about that and both of our stores and the various services that we offer at www.annieshardware.com. And keep in mind, we do screen repair, glass cutting, pipe threading, key making, and all sorts of things like that. So we can help you with any whatever project that you need.
That's great to know. And by the way, congratulations on your new location. Annie, it's been an honor to have you on our show today. We appreciate your team and the difference that you're making there now in two different locations. And we wish you and your team the very best.
Well, I hope we keep it up.
You bet.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you very much.
That was Annie Staum of Annie's Ace Hardware. We really appreciate her being on the program today. What a great leader. Great visionary, and it was fun to talk to her as well. Hey, thanks for joining us on this Ace Hardware series. We hope that you enjoyed it today. And as always, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.